Read me romance. Read, read me romance. Read me romance. Read, read me romance.
You could take a look in a book, that's fine. Or you could sit back, relax, and unwind and
read me romance. Read, read me romance.
Today's episode of Read Me Romance is brought to you by everyone behind you in the supermarket checkout aisle, glaring at you and hating you. Yes, Cheryl, all this cheese is mine, and I'm going as fast as I can. Hey lady listeners, it's me, Tessa Bailey. How's everybody doing today? It's Thursday. We're super close to Friday. It's like the day after today, even. So that's really exciting, unless you're listening to this on a day that isn't Thursday, and then everything's messed up. You've ruined it all. I'm here for the fourth installment of Switch Bitter by Sarah Nye. Everyone's loving this one. It's so funny and so cute and super rom-com-y, and I love it. So I'm going to read a listener email. Oh, you guys heard my advertisement at the beginning of this. Am I the only one that thinks everybody hates them in the supermarket checkout aisle? Like, is it just me? Like, because you guys are answering me. Like, I can't hear you, but you are. I am so, like, I sweat. Like, I get sweaty and nervous and, like, I don't know, like, during that whole process of, like, checking your groceries and bagging them and paying, I, like, and the people behind you are just glaring and staring at you. It's like, look at your phone, like a normal person. I don't know if that's just New York City and Long Island because people are super impatient here, but that is the experience for me where I'm just like, these people want to kill me. Like, I'm taking a whole 5 minutes of their day and making them wait. And again, that could just be my insane neuroses, which is totally possible as well. Okay, here is a letter from a lady listener. She's asking to be anonymous. Okay, first of all, I'm going to say DJs stands for digital jockeys of the podcast Slinging Variety. That's what she's calling us, is DJs, and I love that. My kink I never knew I had story. Like so many people, I didn't understand the nature of BDSM. It seemed scary and a little aberrant. And then I read Joey W. Hill's Nature of Desire and Knights of the Boardroom series, and they affected me so strongly, I ached at the end of each book. In my heart and in my soul and maybe in some other places. But those aches were from overuse. And then I realized that as I consider myself a strong, independent, professional, educated woman, I also want to submit so badly to a dom who knows what I need and who knows my limits before I do. The question I've been arguing with myself about is the dom that I want just like a fictional hero in a romance novel? I mean, is there really a person out there who wants me in all my voluptuous BBW glory, who knows my deepest desires and also knows when to push and when to let it lie? Oh, and also this is prescient, crazy good looking and has a 10-inch cock. That dude exists, right? Well, I don't know if that dude, like, I don't, like, I feel like I'm not qualified to advise you on BDSM or like how to go about seeking that out. But I can tell you that yes, there damn well is someone for you that can rock these desires of yours and that would help you explore them without any kind of like shame and with joy. I do think that's possible. You know, like I went to a BDSM club and I found nothing but like I did it for research. On a book, on a series that I was doing. And I found it to be like the most accepting of environments. And so while I would say to exercise extreme caution, because you just like, that's with any time you're meeting up with a stranger with like kind of the theme of sex being on the table, you know, obviously caution needs to be exercised. And yeah, like romance novels do give us like a really maybe even unrealistic, some people have said, you know, view of what this world could be like. And I want to hear from you guys to help out this listener and people that maybe live in that world, not like it's some crazy planet, but like who move within that world and know the ins and outs and how to do it safely. If you want to write into readmeromance@gmail.com and we can give this listener some advice and maybe even if you're in Read Me Romance headquarters on Facebook, in our Facebook group, and you feel like you have maybe a way that this listener could explore these desires, you know, like hit us up with it. Okay. Thanks for writing in. I really I really appreciate you opening up to us, everybody that writes in, and trusting us to keep you anonymous. And I feel every email, and I think you guys are just insanely cool and amazing. And I love getting to know you through these emails. So keep them coming. And I will go ahead and send you on your way here with the fourth installment of Sarah Nye's Switch Bitter. I feel like I never pronounced that correctly. And I'll catch up with you guys on the other side. Bye.
Writer. I'm early. Of course I am. I'm always early because it's in my DNA. My father is military and didn't tolerate tardiness. I learned pretty damn fast to be on time, or early. Piper isn't here yet, so I check us in, paying for 2 canvases and 2 glasses of wine, but waiting to allow her to choose what kind when she gets here. 7:50. 10 more minutes. I don't know what possessed me to ask her to hang out. I'm positive she was confused by it, and I know for damn sure when Kevin finds out, he's going to be pretty pissed at me. He might have had a crush on her for a few weeks, but I've had a crush on her for years. So, however mad he is about me breaking bro code, I'll deal with it later. I wasn't about to let this opportunity pass me by. When I found out Piper bid on me at the Lambda auction a few weeks ago, my goddamn heart almost exploded out of my chest. Then, when she never contacted me, well, let's just say that fucking sucked. I've never had a problem getting a girl's attention before. As an athlete, I actually have the opposite problem. Girls I have zero interest in throwing themselves at me. I never get nervous, but I'm nervous now while waiting on Piper. I run my palms down the front of my jeans, wiping the sweat gathered on my skin, staring toward the entrance. A car pulls up, its headlights shining through the clear glass door, and my heart races, knowing it's her. Tempted to run a hand through my hair, I shove them in the pockets of my pants. "Quit fidgeting, asshole," I mumble. "Jesus Christ, you've played in stadiums of thousands and thousands of people, and one girl is making you nervous. Get a friggin' grip." Within minutes, Piper is through the front door, glancing around before spotting me, her long brown hair loose around her shoulders. She's not wearing a jacket, only a sweater. And her ripped skinny jeans have holes in the knees. Man, she's cute. Pretty. 2 seconds later, she's at my side. "Hey," blows a strand of hair out of her mouth, shouldering her purse. "Are we all set?"
Yeah. I also got us something to drink, but I wasn't sure if you were a red wine drinker or white. We settle in, choosing to paint a colorful abstract and not scenery or a bowl of fruit or whatever. That shit is lame, and I'd never hang it in my house. Not in a million fucking years. Sitting next to Piper on a stool, our thighs almost touching, almost has me forgetting how to hold a damn paintbrush. The wine I've chugged to quell my nerves isn't exactly helping either. She tilts her head, and I catch a whiff of her hair. Take a drink, a chug, actually, of my wine, and smile at her. She's gone rogue with her canvas, adding a few things to it that aren't on the one we're copying, so I stare at mine with renewed interest. Huh. A blob of blue here might be fun, and Jesus, what the hell am I saying?
"Are you enjoying this?"
Her voice interrupts, sending my brush streaking across my painting. Shit. I'm way more into it than I thought I would be.
"Me too. I've always wanted to come do this. I don't know why I never have before. I'll have to bring my friends soon."
Piper pauses.
"Although a few of them are unruly, and I'm not sure we'd be allowed to stay."
"Unruly?" I cock my head.
"Yeah, my best friend Mallory is a beast. She just cannot follow directions, and she's loud."
"Has she ever gotten you in trouble?"
Piper laughs sweetly. "I don't have enough fingers and toes to count how many times she's gotten me into trouble."
"I have a few friends like that."
Her brush swirls round and round on a white spot in the corner of her canvas, filling it with the color red. She leans over, dabbing some yellow onto her brush. Swish, swish. I'm mesmerized by her delicate hands and light strokes, the pale skin on her wrist, the thin gold band circling her middle finger. She has another ring on her index finger, the letter P etched in the metal. I follow the length of her extended arm over the soft fabric of her thin, gray sweater, study her profile under the bright studio light, the slight curve of her nose, the freckles dotting her skin. I watch as her cheeks turn a light shade of pink, her mouth curving into a slight smile. "Please quit staring." Her tone is teasing, but I can tell she's embarrassed. "Sorry, it's just that... just that I think you're so fucking pretty. Just that I'm really fucking disappointed you never called me at the end of that auction, and I'm really disappointed your friend is the one who bid on me, not you." "Ryder?" she asks when I say nothing. "I wish I'd asked you out sooner."
"I'm sorry?"
She doesn't understand. "My friend had a crush on you for a hot minute, and I wasn't about to get my ass kicked for liking you too, so I never asked you out."
"Huh?
Bro code."
"I know what bro code is, I'm just really confused right now."
All her statements are coming out as questions, which is adorable, but crap. Is she going to make me repeat myself? Piper stops painting long enough to twist her body toward me, barely able to make eye contact, but facing me nonetheless. This close up, her green eyes are brighter, flecks of gold in the irises, black lashes downcast and bashful. Her right hand holds her paintbrush suspended mid-stroke. Head cocks. Eyes widen. I fidget again on my stool. "I wasn't disappointed you never called me after the auction because of the fundraising or the fraternity. I was disappointed because I wanted to spend time with you, and that was the perfect excuse."
"But I had nothing for you to do."
She still doesn't understand what the hell I'm talking about. God, this is painful. "Piper, I like you." If possible, her eyes widen farther. Mouth gapes a bit, full bottom lip, pouty and suckable.
"Like me? Like me how?"
She is not being coy, she is seriously clueless. "As in, right now, I want to stick my tongue in your mouth, run my fingers through your long hair, pick you up off that stool and carry you out to my truck."
"You want to what?"
Shit, did I say that out loud?
"Yes."
She whispers with a nod. I go for broke. "Yes, I said that out loud, or yes, you'll let me pick you up off that stool and carry you out to my truck." I'm only halfway joking. I would pick Piper up right this second, toss her over my shoulder like a barbarian, and haul her to my truck. Get to know her better by getting acquainted with her and her pussy, go down on her in the back seat and make her moan. Yeah, I'm really digging this idea. Piper's eyes shift toward the front windows, and she clears her throat. She slowly sets her paintbrush in the jar of water next to her easel. It clinks against the glass. She runs her palms up and down her thighs, over the denim of her skinny jeans. Sits up straight, and clears her throat.
"All right."
"All right. Does that mean she's going to let me?" I don't ask for clarification. I'm afraid if I do, she'll change her mind, or chicken out. Or get up and leave. Or tell me she has no interest in me. I've been friend-zoned before, and it fucking blows. Piper stands. I'm off my stool in a second, standing behind her and bending to scoop her up. When she gasps, it spurns me on, makes me feel like a goddamn man. Strong and virile and shit. "God, you smell good," I say into the crook of her neck, already nuzzling her hair. Jesus, I haven't even kissed her yet. The girl behind the counter watches us, wide-eyed, mouth hanging open with shock.
Is everything okay?"
she asks. "Better than okay." "We'll be back to pick up our shit later," I say over my shoulder, shoving the door open with the heel of my foot, hauling Piper into the dark, cold parking lot. My truck is at the far end to avoid being dinged by other cars, but it takes me no time to reach it. I set Piper down. Her boots have heels, so she's a few inches taller. Still, I lean against the driver's side door, so it'll be easier for her to reach my mouth when I kiss her. Pull her in, hands planted at her waist.
When our pelvises are pressed together, my dick twitches knowingly inside my jeans.
I thought you were going to actually put me in your truck.
Patience, I murmur quietly. We'll get to that. I don't know who kisses who first, but all at once I'm leaning forward, our mouths fused. Piper's fingers are combing through my short hair, brushing along the column of my neck, up and down, up and down. She feels good, and I barely know her. Was this even a date? Her lips are soft and taste like vanilla, and I want to lick and suck all of it off. I lean in farther until we're completely pressed together, breath and bodies and tongues. My hands skim her ribcage down over the waistband of her jeans, and my fingers grip a belt loop on either side, pull her closer still. God, my dick is so hard. Her tongue is so wet. Suddenly I'm begging. Let me go down on you, Piper. I moan into her mouth, wanting to get her off, not wanting to kiss anymore. If she doesn't want to date me after tonight, at least I can make her feel good. Maybe she'll reconsider. I don't know what it is about me she objects to. The fact that I play baseball? The fact that I associate myself with Lambda? I don't know. Some girls hate fraternities. Maybe she's one of them. Maybe she doesn't want to be the girlfriend of an athlete either. It's not an easy gig. A lot of girls can't handle what comes along with it. Groupies, lots of travel, long-distance phone calls and weekends away, hours of practice. Based on the way her hands are flirting with the hemline of my sweatshirt and tugging it up so she can slide her hands beneath it, I can cross maybe she's not attracted to me off the list.
Your skin feels so warm, she coos, palms gliding over my abs. I could stand here all night touching you.
I can't. Please let me go down on you. Her glassy, glazed-over expression of arousal blinks up at me.
Where?
Back seat.
The back seat?
Fuck yeah, the back seat.
Will you fit?
No. Who cares? I'll make it work.
But
let me get you off. She bites down on her bottom lip, debating. My hands roam her sweater, first over the top, then under it, my calloused palms caressing the smooth skin of her stomach. It's not flat, not toned, it's soft and silky and perfect. I groan. Piper, I can make you come.
Oh, Jesus, Ryder,
she whispers.
I
don't want to push her. I just want my tongue inside her pussy. I want to smell her, taste her, listen to her gasp all in the back seat of my truck. Is that a yes?
You like that word, don't you?
You say it a lot. I fiddle with the tiny metal charm on the front of her bra. I have no idea what shape it is, but it feels like a heart. The pad of my index and middle fingers skim the swell of her breast.
Okay.
She's off her feet and in my arms, and I'm yanking the back door open, setting her on the fabric, pulling her ass to the edge of the seat, already at work unbuttoning her jeans.
Oh, Jesus,
she says again, watching my handiwork.
You were serious.
I've been daydreaming about this pussy for months, maybe years.
You have?
Her words come out as a breath, her eyes fastened on my deft fingers as they pull down her zipper, expose the pale pink underwear she's got on beneath.
You're not going to leave the door open, are you?
No, but I have to get her pants off before I close it. I remove her shoes, then pull the denim down her hips, step up onto the side rail of the truck before sliding my hands under her ass and heave, moving Piper farther onto the seat. Wedge my giant body all the way in before shutting the door behind me. Piper is breathing hard, one hand up on the back of the seat, the other on the passenger side headrest, watching me, eyes fixated on mine. I smile, bend, use my hands to spread her legs apart, as wide as I can get them in the confined space, run both of my palms down her inner thighs, skimming lightly all the way to her bikini line. Let my thumb stroke slowly up the middle of her pussy, over the thin satin thong she has on. She's breathing harder now, anticipation dilating her pupils. I can see it under the lights in the parking lot. No one has ever... Perfect. That means she's mine. All mine. I dip my wide shoulders, wedging myself between her legs, propping them open. Take one of her feet and put it on my shoulder, the other on the center console between the front seats. Stroke up and down the middle of her with my thumb. Up, down, up, down. She moans, her white teeth biting down on her bottom lip. I use the thumb of my other hand to hook the fabric of her thong, pulling it to the side. Spread the lips of her pussy and...
Oh God, Ryder.
Comes her surprised gasp.
Shit, what are you doing?
I lick slowly to get her warmed up, tongue barely touching her clit. Flatten it, licking her again, moving my head from side to side, burying it deep. Licking, sucking, wet, hot. Insert one finger, then another, until Piper's sweet little ass is wriggling on the seat. Her delicious ass. I bear down, sucking hard on her clit, thumb moving in circles at the top of her pussy, the smell of her driving me fucking crazy. She's gonna come, I can feel it against my mouth, the tiny vibrations slowly gathering and building in her pelvis until it begins to quiver. Her thighs shake a little, and she shoves at my shoulders, pushing herself back, but I don't let her get away. I'm going to suck the life out of her orgasm if it's the last goddamn thing I do.
Ryder! Ryder, oh my God!
Her moany little sex noises are loud and lustful, filling the cab of my truck when she comes, head tipped back and mouth open. I kiss her, not her pussy, her mouth, so she can taste herself. Piper kisses me back, dragging her tongue along my bottom lip and sucking. Pecks me on the chin before I pull away, satisfied, and wiping my mouth.
I've never done that before,
she admits, still lying there, half undressed. Done what?
Had a guy
go down on you?
Yeah.
She's embarrassed, but for me, it's a total turn-on. I run my hands up her legs again, massaging her calves, glancing around for her underwear. They've got to be here somewhere.
Hey, lady listeners. We have the finale tomorrow of Switch Bitter, and you guys are not going to want to miss it, so make sure you tune in. If you want more Sarah Nye, go to authorsarahnye.com. And again, that's S-A-R-A-N-E-Y. authorsarahnye.com. Switch Bitter is up for pre-order, the ebook version, so make sure you click that. Don't miss it when it comes out in 3 months. And definitely check out her Jock Hard series and her How to Date a Douchebag series. They're super funny and entertaining. And the guys are like my favorite, which are like guys that are super masculine and, you know, like Hulk smash, but they're also like, they have like hearts of gold and they're kind of like vulnerable and in a way that's really endearing. So check her out and make sure you're following Read Me Romance everywhere. And if you want to follow me and Alexa Riley on Instagram, you can do that too. At Tessa Bailey is an author on Instagram, and Alexa Riley is at Alexa Riley. And then Sarah Nye too. She's at Sarah Nye author, and she posts these really, really cute pictures. She has like a lot of message t-shirts, which I really appreciate. And we'll be back tomorrow. Leah and Mel will be here, so don't miss it. And smooches. See you tomorrow.
Read me romance. Read me romance. Read me romance. Read me romance. You could take a look in a book, that's fine. Or you could sit back, relax, and unwind and read me.